Hello, welcome to Women's Football Report. I'm your host, Sydney, and this is the week of 10-11. There's a lot of things to cover this week: NWSL, International Break, Women's Champions League, and the Continental League Cup. There's no WSL this week because of International Break coming up, but I'm going to actually get started with the FAWSL League Cup, which is also the Continental Cup, as I just said. There was 10 games this match day. This is match day 1 out of 5 for this tournament. There's groups of 4 and 5. That's why there's 5 match days instead of 4, because some of the groups do have 4 teams in them instead of 5. But not every team plays on every match day. But there was a lot of penalties in this match week, so I'm going to get started. Liverpool versus Aston Villa ended in a 1-1 tie in regulation, but Liverpool ended up beating Aston Villa 5-4 on penalty kicks. Man United beat Everton 5-1, and this is good for Man City because it looks like they're getting back into their form. Brighton beat Birmingham 1-0. Tottenham also beat Charlton 1-0. Man United tied Durham in regulation, but beat them 5-3 on penalties. And obviously this would have been bad for Man United, but this would have been the second time kind of this year that they've lost to a smaller club in a tournament. Like, they lost to Leicester in the FA Cup. So they're going to need to step it up for the next round if they want to advance in this tournament. West Ham beat London City 1-0. Bristol City beat Reading 1-0. Crystal Palace and Lewis ended in 1-1 tie in regulation, but Crystal Palace ended up winning 4-3 on penalty kicks. Coventry United beat Watford 3-0. Sunderland and Sheffield United tied 1-1, but Sunderland ended up getting the win 4-2 in penalty kicks. So I don't know exactly the date when the next match day is, but I think it's in a little bit, so I probably won't cover the League Cup in the next podcast or maybe the next 2 weeks, but I think there's another match in, or maybe there's another match in November. I'm not positive on that, but that's it for the WSL League Cup. I'm just going to move on to the Champions League because I want to do the NWSL last because there's a lot of stuff in the NWSL with playoffs and everything. This round of the Champions League was kind of boring because last week there was a lot of big clubs facing each other, but now this week it was basically big clubs versus the smaller clubs, and there wasn't any upsets this week either. The only interesting match, I think, was Chelsea and Juventus, because all the other ones were won by at least 2 goals. Yeah, Chelsea and Juventus was the only one that had a 1-goal difference. But I'll start with Paris versus, I still don't know how to say that, it's like Z-H-Y-T, I don't really know. But PSG won 5-0. Chelsea and Juventus ended up being a 2-1 win for Chelsea. Prunell Harder got the late goal to get Chelsea the win. Bayern beat Hacken 4-0. Arsenal beat Hoffenheim 4-0. Wolfsburg beat Serviette FC CF 5-0. Real Madrid beat Breda back 5-0. Barcelona beat HB Koog 2-0. And Lyon beat Benfica 5-0. This was a big goal-scoring week for the Women's Champions League, and I'm going to go actually into the standings of the group. Wolfsburg's in first in Group A, followed by Chelsea. Wolfsburg has goal differential right now because they both have a win and a tie, but if Chelsea scores enough versus Serviette FC CF, I think they could probably take the top of this group. Top two teams move on to the next round because this is the first, as I said before, this is the first time the Women's Champions League's doing a group stage, so it's kind of a new format. Group B is PSG and Real Madrid. They're on top right now. They both have 2 wins, but they have yet to face each other. So next week's clash should determine who has number 1 and number 2. I think PSG will take the top of this group, but we'll see. Now moving on to Group C, Barcelona's in first with 2 wins. Arsenal's in second with a win and a loss. They lost to Barcelona last week. Group D has Lyon and Bayern in the first with Lyon with 2 wins and Bayern with a win and a draw. I think Lyon will finish the top of the group because I think they will be able to beat Hacken. I think they haven't played yet. They haven't played Benfica yet. So they'll play them. And I don't think there's any really surprises. I think Group A was probably the hardest group because they have Wolfsburg, Chelsea, and Juventus. All the other ones have 2 big clubs and 2 kind of on the smaller clubs. So no real surprises from there. So now I get to move on to, I guess, the big interesting part of the week, which is the NWSL. Wednesday had 4 games, Saturday had 3 games, and Sunday had 2 games. I'm going to start with Wednesdays because these were, I think, these were the rescheduled games after the whole NWSL, like, kind of crashed for a weekend with that whole drama. But getting into the actual games, I'm going to start with the North Carolina Courage versus the Washington Spirit. Both of these teams have had a crazy season so far, with their managers both being fired for allegations of, like, sexual misconduct and abuse and everything like that. So both of these teams haven't had the best year off the pitch. But the North Carolina Courage and the Spirit are both kind of in playoff contention at the moment. The Spirit actually won this game 2-1 with Rodman and Rodar scoring. And I think this was Rodar's first goal. I'm not positive, though. And the Spirit are looking like they're getting into their form at the right time with this playoff push. They had another big game later this weekend, but I'll get into that later. The Houston Dash lost to Kansas City 3-0, and this was a poor showing just by the Dash. They really need to push for the playoffs, because they were in, like, fourth, I think, and I think this dropped them into, like, fifth or sixth, and this playoff race is just getting tighter. Chicago beat Orlando 1-0, and Watt scored an early goal to give Chicago the win, and Chicago is also getting into good form right now. They're making a playoff push. And this was a game that I really wanted to watch, was Portland versus OL Reign, and I did get to watch most of it. Portland ended up getting an early goal, but OL Reign got a late PK, I think it was. I didn't watch the ending of the game because it was kind of late. But this is kind of a good match, because this was the race for the NWSL Shield, because Portland and Reign are both at the top with a pretty big buffer between the other ones, between the other teams. But Portland stays in first, and OL Reign is close behind. Moving into Saturday's game, Louisville versus Orlando. Louisville beat Orlando 3-1, and this actually eliminates Orlando from playoff contention. And Orlando had a great start to the season, and they kind of just declined after the first 3 weeks, I think. I mean, they have a really stacked team. They have Ashlyn Harris, Allie Krieger, Marta. They have Allie Riley, which is a good player. Sydney LaRue, Alex Morgan. Like, I don't know, maybe just their coach left halfway through the year. I really don't know what to say for Orlando, but I think they just got to keep improving. And now we have three teams eliminated from playoff contention: Louisville, Kansas City, and Orlando, obviously. Second game of the day, we had Chicago versus Kansas City. Chicago getting another win. As I said, playoff push is looking good for Chicago at the moment. Here's an important game: OL Reign versus Spirit. The Spirit actually won 2-0. Hatch scored a goal in this game, Ashley Hatch. She was tied with Bethany Balser with 9 goals for the NWSL Golden Boot, and Balser actually plays for the Reign, so this gives Hatch the lead in the Golden Boot run. And Spirit actually have a really good chance of clinching playoffs after this result. They just needed a North Carolina draw or loss, or I think they needed Chicago to lose too, or Dash to lose in the thing, but Chicago obviously won. If all three of those teams lost, they could have got home field advantage, but they're still looking to clinch playoffs heading into Sunday's games. And going into Sunday's games now is North Carolina versus Gotham, and Gotham actually won 3-0. So this actually lets the Spirit clinch playoffs, and this is the first time since 2016 the Washington Spirit has been in the playoffs. And I've been waiting for a long time for them to be in the playoffs, so I'm really excited for that. And they've overcome a lot with their season, with Richie Burke and Steve Baldwin's kind of just the craziness that's happened in this club. But the players have just been great for that club. Moving on to the next game, or the last game of the NWSL, Dash versus Portland. Portland ended up getting a 1-0 win with a Lindsay Hearn goal. The Dash put a really good fight in for the second half of the game, just because I said they're looking for a playoff spot. Right now, they're barely in the playoff spot, with North Carolina out of the playoff spots right now. North Carolina's in 7th, the Dash are in 6th. And with this win, Portland actually wins the NWSL Shield. There was a way Gotham could have won if, like, all these scenarios went right, because they have one less game played. And it kind of, until Portland lost. If Portland lost out, like, the rest of the season, and Gotham won, and then, like, Reign lost 2 more games or something, they could have won. But nope, Portland wins the Shield again. I mean, I'm not surprised by that. But the playoff picture is starting to form, with 3 teams in the playoffs and 3 teams eliminated. And there's 4 teams left looking for a spot. The Dash are on the decline, but every time I count the Dash out, they ended up, like, doing something crazy. And I'll be at the game, the last game of the season, for the Washington Spirit in the Houston Dash. So that would be a good one to see. I guess if I had to make predictions, obviously, rain, Portland, Spirit, and then I'm gonna go with Chicago, North Carolina, and Gotham. I think I'm gonna actually have to count the Dash out on that one. But we will see with the season coming to a close shortly. I feel like I kind of just rushed through the NWSL because, I don't know, but if that didn't make sense, I'm very sorry. I will try to fix it with editing if it didn't make sense. Another big, this is kind of just other news, but I'm going to talk about it now. The NWSL Championship was actually moved to Louisville with a 12 p.m. Eastern kickoff time, but it's still the same kickoff time. Like, the game's going to be broadcasted on CBS. That's why I don't think the kickoff time itself is going to change. But it was supposed to be like 9 a.m. in Portland when the 12 p.m. kickoff Eastern time. So that it's at least it's going to be more in the afternoon versus a 9 a.m. Pacific time, I think it is, to kickoff time. I'm going to go into international break rosters were announced. I'm not going to actually go through every rosters. I'm just going to, a couple things surprised me. France's roster is weird again. I think they left out Henry and I think they left off Le Sommer. And, like, they're really good players. I don't know why the manager is leaving them out. But another surprise with the England roster, Jordan Nobbs was left out. I mean, they said that she hasn't played enough with her club. Like, she needs more club minutes. I mean, that makes sense. But she's had a history with this team. And she's getting back from injury. And Jordan Nobbs is, like, an insane player. I feel so bad for her because she missed the World Cup because of injury, and then she hurt herself again in the beginning of this season. So yeah, I just feel bad for Jordan Nobbs. U.S. Women's National Team, Crystal Dunn and Kristen Press have opted out of the upcoming friendlies, and this is Carly Lloyd's last game, so that's kind of it for international rosters. The last thing I wanted to cover was with the European leagues and the formats with the competitions, because I was talking about this earlier. So basically, there's the WSL league starts kind of in like September-ish, like the league, that's when it starts, and it goes throughout like basically up until like June, I think the league ends itself, but in between there's like four competitions. Like if you finish the top three in the league, you make it into the Champions League, and then that's going on within the season. Like you'll play like mid-weeks. Like, all the other competitions are played in the weeks, and the league games are played on the weekends. And the other, besides the Champions League, there's the FA Cup, which is another tournament. And then there's the Continental Cup. The FA Cup, you have, like, a match every, like, month, I think. It's like you have one game every month throughout the year. And then the championship this year is going to be in December. And kind of, the FA Cup is kind of the, I mean, not the FA Cup. The Continental Cup is kind of, like, the same, except, like, I think you play more often because there's a lot more group stages, but the FA Cup is FA Cup superior to the Continental Cup. Champions League superior to that as well, because Champions League's like all of Europe. So yeah, that's kind of it for that. I don't know, I feel like this podcast was kind of like a jumble of things. So sorry if it's not that great. But thank you for listening, and hopefully I'll see you next week. And actually, guys, it's Monday today, and I'm actually recording this on a Monday. Yeah, hopefully I can keep that up next week, too, because I have a game tonight. So I was kind of afraid I was not going to release this on Monday, even though I said last week I was going to release it on Monday. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next week.